Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me, Spence. Welcome. If you're new, you're in a good place. And if you're here tonight, you don't have to drink, take a drink ever again. If you leave here tonight, you can just leave here and not drink, and your story can start. That wasn't my story, but it can happen for you. My sobriety date is April 15th, 2017. It's not my first sobriety date. I tried once before and I went through a rehab, and I just got out and didn't do any work. I went to a lot of meetings and had a sponsor in name, but never opened the book, and it lasted for like 7 months. But I call that a false start, really, because I never even worked a step. So this time, first of all, what it was like, there's a speaker that talks about being born disappointed, and I feel like that was me. And I grew into a feeling of anxious apartness, and just always felt separate. I thought my real family was going to land eventually and kind of take me from this family that there's family photos of us, and you look at, and I'm always like, pulling away, or like on the out, like, don't kiss me. And they're always like, act like you love us. And I just, so that was me as a kid until I found alcohol. I feel like first found Primenic. It was a antihistamine back in the 70s, and it was in an orange bottle. And I think it was like third or fourth grade. I figured out after school, if I drank that Primenic, I took a really cool sleepy nap. Like, and that's how it started, really. My parents shared alcohol with me when I was really little. It was always in the house. It was like I was a child of 60s children, so in the 70s. Then I got into high school, and I was a blackout drinker, and that never stopped. I was always a blackout drinker. I was always the girl at the keg party that could get you the alcohol, but then it was your responsibility to figure out how to get me home to either my parents or your house. And that was so hard for my girlfriends to get me in their house. I was always puking. I like puked in everybody's car. It was just really bad, and I never grew out of that, actually. I grew into that. The most incomprehensible of my drinking was probably in my 30s, actually, after my first divorce. I resumed like some 15, 16-year-old behavior in my 30s, and it was really bad and dangerous. And my little boys watched me. They hadn't seen their mother drink until they were like 9 and 10, because I had like a dry period. So I destroyed a marriage. I, let my kids see things they shouldn't have seen, had them driving vehicles when they were underage, couldn't show up for hockey games, sleep in the back of my car at bars, wake up in the parking lot kind of thing. So that's what it looked like. And I didn't get sober till I was 47. So I did all of that for that many years. I said I went through the treatment center but didn't learn anything. We had a birthday guy talk about how hard it is to get back, and that was my experience. I had that little 7 months of dry time, and then I went out. I had the blackout car accident. I lot, got kicked out of that home. More incomprehensible demoralization, and till I finally came to you this time. And this time I washed up at like a women's shelter in Costa Mesa and ate from a food bank and got a get well job and parked my car in Ladera Ranch and rode a bicycle for 8 months to my get well job at Home Depot, and got a sponsor within 2 days this time around. And she was kind of a book thumper, and her license had been suspended, so she was riding a bicycle everywhere. And so she and I would ride our bicycles and go do step work at Team Winkle Park. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it. And she saved my life. And I was around a bunch of disciplined women that loved Alcoholics Anonymous. And there were girls that came in there and volunteered where I was, and they had smiles and they laughed and they hugged and had car keys and Starbucks and like had stuff, not stuff, but like a life. And I had been drinking to die. After that blackout car accident, all I wanted to do was die. But I'm such a chicken, I won't do anything about it. But drink myself into a blackout by 7 p.m. Thank you. And that's when I got to, I was a paralegal and working at a family law office. And I would go to the liquor store at 7 in the morning, wait for the liquor store to open, actually. So I'd be like sweaty and like pukey. And when you're like sweating and you can't put makeup on and you're trying to blow dry your hair, but you're sweating. Like that was my life every morning. That was me. So I'd go to the liquor store, wait for them to open. Go get my 6-pack of IPA. The one I like came in a 4-pack, actually. Was really high alcohol content. And it was fine warm, like it would be in my back seat and get warm and it was still good. So that's, I drank that. So I'd get a couple of those in me. And it was like, when you're so sick and so like my carters open, I'm like puking, like trying to get it down, sweating, puking. Like the whole balancing act, and that would take me like an hour to do before I could put some makeup on and show up to work and then leave that warm beer in the car, go upstairs and wait for the attorney to leave because it was only the two of us in the office. And then the party really started every day. And I just drank and used at my desk all day long. And the truth is, I'd have post-its around my monitor telling me, like, don't answer the phone after 2 o'clock. So that's how I showed up to you guys. After my first sponsor taught me, the foundation and, really got me in the middle of AA, I got invited home and I moved home and Michelle became my sponsor. And man, did she throw me in the middle of AA. She and I are together now 4 nights a week. And if we're not together, I know where she is and she knows where I am. And I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm coming off of a really challenging year. I had a divorce this year. I lost a dog, moved into a really small place, and recently had a reconciliation with my mom after we've been estranged 5 years. And that was because I was willing finally. I stopped saying I can't to my sponsor. And like, usually I'll do anything she asks me, like I'm the yes girl for her. But this one thing with my mom, man. I would just always say to her, I can't, I can't. And something cracked open in me. And I don't know what happened. She had me do this new writing assignment. It was like 7 questions, Clancy's questions, maybe. And dang, like I'm here to tell you guys, Alcoholics Anonymous works. And it works really well. And if it's not working, you're not working it. Like Chapter 5 says, rarely have we seen a person fail. And I've been both people. I've been Chapter 3. I've tried to drink scotch. I've switched from scotch to brandy, all the things, weed to alcohol, all the things. But it was Chapter 5. I had to really like try. And if you're here, I hope you try. And I hope you stay. And if you have any questions, I'm here. And welcome again. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Chris, for being a great opening speaker.